Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today is a day that we're in mourning for Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
I mean, what a man. What a man in regards to so many different things. But the truth is, you know, once he was imprisoned, that's when I was born.
Wow.
And from the time that I was born to the time that I was 30 years old, for 30 years of my life, he was serving time in prison for wanting to see people free, for wanting to see them free, wanting to see what we're seeing today. And I think it's like 8% or 9% of the population was white in South Africa, but yet oppressed. And it was not just, I mean, that's where it started. But then people began to join in the regime and had no problem repressing their own folks. Mm-hmm. And he tried in this journey to those processes that we're talking about earlier. You know, maybe this will work. Maybe that'll work. Maybe this will work. When you hear, I'll be John Brown. Well, we tried that too. That's what that means if you don't know the history of that. And hopefully that'll be a related thing. But that's actually a man that rose up in America. I think he's in Missouri or whatever. And he said, you know, his name was John Brown. He said, let's just do, and he's what he basically saying was saying, let's just do what Nelson Mandela did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. They repressed him right away. But God has called me, and this is what he was saying based on reports, to free the slaves in America. This is ungodly. This needs to be, and of course, when you hear somebody say, I'll be John Brown, that's what that means. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they might not know what it means. They may have heard somebody repeat it, but that's what it means. And so he went through the John Brown stage, and that didn't work, and that brought him to a place of imprisonment where he was tortured for almost, you know, I wouldn't say the whole 30 years, but the majority of that, I meant just badly treated. Wow. And he comes through this process a fundamentally transformed man. Mm. He went through a metamorphosis during this 30 years. It may have been sooner, but he was freed at that. But you could see the difference. He was one man when he went in, but he was a man that could lead the nation and speak to the world about love and forgiveness. And that if we have that heart, you know, then we can reach the world. Mm. And he did it during the short period of time. He was only president for like 4 years. But that was very significant because that was the first he was like 80, I think, when he voted for the first time.
Wow.
He was 70. He was 70 when he voted for the first time.
Wow.
70. And, you know, because being in prison and also being oppressed, that people were oppressed. And just, you needed to really learn from this because we talked about, and you got to hear this first. Listen to CBN, what's taking place. And as we begin to focus and remember Nelson Mandela, who passed away just yesterday, a son of South Africa.
Israel, the world mourns today over the loss of Nelson Mandela, known as South Africa's first black president, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, and the man who defeated his country's racist apartheid system. Across the globe, leaders are paying tribute to a life that changed the world. Today, South Africa is a heartbroken country. Nelson Mandela passed away peacefully Thursday at the age of 95.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost its greatest son. Our people have lost a father.
Across the globe, national leaders and ordinary citizens alike are mourning and celebrating Mandela.
A moral giant who embodied the dignity and the courage and the hope and sought to bring about justice, not only in South Africa, but I think to inspire millions around the world.
Nelson Mandela was a giant for justice and a down-to-earth human inspiration.
Bishop T.D. Jakes said of Mandela, I am deeply saddened to have lost such an enduring symbol of freedom and liberty. Nelson Mandela was an elder statesman who embodied the very essence of servant leader. And the legacy of the man who taught the world it's possible to transform anger into hope will live on. Mandela grew up feeling the shackles of South Africa's brutally racist apartheid system. For 20 years, he led a nonviolent campaign against the government. But then his philosophy changed to one of armed struggle. In 1964, he was sentenced to life in prison for planning to topple the government. When he was finally released in 1990, he had a much more tolerant attitude towards his opponents in the government.
Nelson Mandela understood we cannot hold these grudges if we hope to go forward. There must be some forgiveness. It is not justice that's going to cure the distortions of human community. It is the forgiveness of sin. He was able to forgive.
In 1994, Mandela's dream was realized when black South Africans cast their first ballots in a democratic election, and Mandela became South Africa's first black president. He stepped down in 1999, handing power over to the next generation, from a fighter to a symbol of democracy, freedom, and reconciliation. Nelson Mandela lives on in hearts around the world.
Next week, South Africa will hold a memorial service at a 95,000-seat stadium. The White House says President Obama will attend the service.
It's a moment for us to mourn. It's a moment for us to mourn in regards to such a great loss taking place in the world today, but a great gain because we had Nelson Mandela with us. And it wasn't until 2008 was he removed from the terrorist watch list of America because he was part of the he was Secretary General of the non-aligned movement, which was very known as a communist sympathizer in that type of situation. But you have to understand that if the church oppresses a people, if a people oppress a people, but if the church, who's called to set people free, in the name of God oppresses a people, they're going to seek a way to be not oppressed when we were called to set them free. So if people say, listen, that won't happen again, we're going to turn to socialism, we're going to turn to communism, where that won't happen, that every person has of the equal rights in the context of this, you have to understand, hey, that is because the church didn't do their job. And it's time for us. Jesus was sent to set folks free. And he sent us to be able to set. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. It's amazing how Nelson Mandela spread his wings. And eventually, after 2 years of serving as the general counsel, he stepped off of that and began to promote peace. And he had a foundation that promoted the curing of AIDS and all the different things. And he began to focus his area in that. Listen, what a man to be admired. What a person to be admired. And one to emulate. 30 years in prison. I mean, the only person you can compare that to is probably Joseph, you know, in the journey. And he came out just like Joseph came out. And he went in one man, but he went through a metamorphosis and came out a transformed man. And he did just like Joseph. He said, listen, forgiveness is the way we're going to come out of this. And listen, the African-American, the black people in Africa were the majority of the folks there. They're like 92%. And they still chose to do what was right. And look what's happening today. South Africa is blessed, and somebody was just talking about moving there yesterday. We remember you, Nelson Mandela, son of South Africa. I want to go right in to talking about one last thing about this great man that has passed away, that's lived a life that just rocked the world. Nelson Mandela just passed away yesterday, and a son of South Africa. One that changed the world and somebody that we can imitate in some attributes of his life. But one thing I want to say about him is he was in prison for 30 years. Mm-hmm. But during that time, there was another South African there, a white man, a Christian man, a prophet who was there. His name was Kem Clement. And when he was there, they would separate quarters. You had the and you can hear more about it. I don't have it pulled up for you right now, but you can go to the VFN Torch and it'll be made available to you where you can watch it, watch what he says. But he prophesied more than likely at the time why
Nelson Mandela was
in prison that South Africa would have the first African-American president. And they thought he got criticized. He got, you know, African-American. Lord, forgive me. First black president. I mean, we've been languaged out in America, the first black president of South during this particular colonial ruling time, obviously, of South Africa. And they treated him terribly, when he gave that word. Not as terribly as Nelson Mandela. But, you know, they began to shun him and all that kind of stuff, you know. And, of course, it came to pass. It came to pass just like God said it would. And there was a lot of details to that, and you could hear that word. Well, he gave that same word over our current president in America, President Barack Obama. And you got to hear the word. We talked about one perspective of it in a segment because we want to pray protection of our president, because in that prophetic word from God, God revealed to him and also revealed to us there's people out there that are haters like they were against Nelson Mandela that wanted to do him harm. But God kept Nelson Mandela and made it through all that.
Horrific.
And we want to pray for our president, and that's what we're talking about in that segment. But you can see and hear what God's plans are for President Barack Obama and even his family. And he prophesies over our president and over future presidents, you know, African American presidents in America. And it's pretty exciting because it reminds me some of Rick Joyner's words that he had given and some of the things that God has shared with us. And we can look at Nelson Mandela's legacy today and say, yeah, they thought when God spoke about the future of South Africa that it was outside of their context to be able to even understand. But now those very same people today are having to say, I was wrong. I was wrong. And as a matter of fact, they spent they had a whole committee set up when Nelson Mandela became president to where people can come and just, they had total anonymity, or not that they had total, you wouldn't get charged for any crime. If you just went and just confessed how you were a victim and confessed out loud how you were an oppressor. And for some reason, the oppressors didn't show up. But a lot of the people got to come and share about how badly they were treated, and they spoke to this council. And one was Bishop Tutu was
Desmond
on there.
Tutu.
Desmond Tutu was on there. But it's a lot of people that are on it. And so the people got to finally say out loud how they were oppressed, and it brought healing through his presidency. And so this same prophet that prophesied as a white South African prophesied in South Africa that in a time that in a predominantly black quarters that he had to sneak out to go to worship God with because it was so repressive and all the things that were going on, all the things going on there. And he prophesied there, and then people started locking him out of the ministries and church. But it came to pass.
Yeah.
If you just repeat what God says, no matter how they treat you, you're right before God. But in this, you can see yourself. Listen, because our current president, President Barack Obama, you will be so encouraged about, you know, what God is saying about the future. If you let go of everything that you say it has to be and just say, God, not my will, but your will be done. And by the way, when Jesus said that, it didn't end well physically for him, but it ended well for all mankind spiritually because he became a source for eternal life. So I just want to be able to say that so you can hear, because this same president was prophesied about while he was in prison, if not before, while he was in prison, because this Kim Clement was young.
Right.
And just recently, November 22nd, 2013, a word was given over President Barack Obama as the first African-American president and future presidents that would take place. And in that, also part of that word was revealed to pray for him so that the enemy, and just like Nelson Mandela had enemies, they wanted to stop it, and they didn't stop it. And look what happens today. Mm-hmm. We want God's plans to come to pass, you know, in America. We want to remember the legacy of Nelson Mandela and his willingness to transform from doing it one way to say, you know what, we're going to just do it through forgiveness and mercy and grace. He went through a metamorphosis right through the world's eyes.
Wow.
Went in a man ready to take up arms and force it, which you can understand. But he came out saying the only way this is going to work is if we forgive. If we forgive. And move on in the context of that. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.